The senior VP of football for the Canadian Football League, Glenn Johnson, joins us once again. Glenn, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, Jason, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. A big initiative, the development program announced today between the NFL and the CFL, that will see some NFL officials will be working with CFL crews during preseason and regular season games in June and July, and then some of your CFL officials will be joining the NFL's development program, which is designed to train top officials in all aspects of NFL officiated. So I guess my first question is, how do you see this as a benefit to the CFL officials when they're training in all aspects of NFL officiated, which is a different game than the CFL?
Well, when Dean Blandino and I got together, you know, a couple of years ago and started to think about, you know, how can we improve our own development programs, we pretty quickly came to the conclusion that, you know, what our officials really need are more pro snaps and getting cross training from other officials in other sports. So what this does is kind of gives us the best of those, both of those worlds. So we're working with another league, you know, and actually the same sport, and we're getting the opportunity to get more pro snaps. So, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, football's football. There are rule differences. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, as we crafted this program, we said, what officials can we exchange where that would have the least, you know, impact on the rule differences between us? And that's where we landed on the downfield officials that are on the side of the field. You know, they need to know the differences in, you know, 1 foot in, 2 foot, and all that kind of stuff. But our illegal contact rules are very close to the NFL. Our pass interference rules are very close to the NFL. So the things that they would officiate 90 to 95% of the time are actually a lot closer than people think. So we're going to benefit from this cross-training, from learning from them. And at the same time, I think they're going to benefit in learning from us.
Now, Glenn, you're going to have some of the NFL officials in preseason games and in NFL games. And I'm guessing, though, it's only going to be the side judges and the field judges who will be doing it, not back judges?
Yeah, so it's basically going to be the officials that are on the wings, you know, on the sideline, that are in the deep position. You know, and again, that's simply because those the rule differences between our leagues are the least wide, or the least biggest gap is at those positions. So, you know, that's where we're going to focus. You know, we're going to train them up when they come here, and, you know, our guys are going to get trained up down there. And a vast majority of it, though, will be focused on the generalities of getting better. You know, how do they train? How do they prepare? You know, all that kind of stuff, as opposed to the specific rule difference, you know, that you need to do when you get onto the field.
Okay, so a lot of it is, you know, different training from physical to mental training?
Yeah, exactly, and video, and what types of things and how they do things. And, you know, their guys are going to come to our training camp and see how we do it. You know, and we're going to get, there's nothing like, you can have these theoretical conversations about, you know, you should try this or you should try that, but they're going to come and live the experience, and our guys are going to go down there and live the experience.
Okay.
You know, and come back and say, hey, you know, they've actually do this video exam, you know, for mechanics, as opposed to something that the other guys do. And so it's really those best practices we're looking to share.
Glenn Johnson joins us from the CFL. So how long has this been in the works, Glenn?
I mean, I would say it's been in the works for, you know, a number of months, you know, probably 3 or 4 months, the actual program. You know, the thinking behind it's gone back a couple of years. But you know, as with any new program, there's always a few hurdles to overcome, and, you know, we finally pulled it together a couple of days ago.
So how many officials, like, will we see one per game, two per game? What's kind of the plan on how many NFL officials will be in the CFL games in June and July?
Yeah, it'll likely be one, and it won't be every game. You know, so it's not like they're coming up and sort of taking over and we're going to put 4 or 5 of them on the field, or, you know, it's, again, we're walking here before we run.
Okay.
You know, this has to work, and first and foremost, it's about the game. It's not about the officials, right? This is about,
yeah,
we need to protect the integrity of the game. We need to make sure the game's officiated properly. You know, this is still people's livelihoods, players, coaches, you know, fans buy tickets. You know, they want to see the best of the best, and it's still about that. So our job over the next, you know, month to 6 weeks is to get those guys, those officials that are coming here, up to speed. And then during the actual game, what we're doing is we're taking one of our officials, who's still going to be assigned to the game, to be their partner. And what I mean by that is, they're, you know, for the whole day and a half of prep, you know, everyone's in the city the day before the game. They're doing lots of video. They're studying. They're doing all those things. They're going to have a CFL mentor to be with them. So our guy's still, you know, learning as part of that process. So it's really going to be great. I think we're going to share a lot of things, and both sides are going to be better.
Now, you've lost a few officials this year due to retirement. That happens all the time. And I think there was a few that maybe were even cut. I'm not sure if that's the proper term or not, Glenn. But how many new officials will we see in the CFL this year?
Well, we're bringing 8 new prospects of our own. So okay. 8 new Canadian prospects are coming in. We're really excited about this class. This is a really great class. And then we'll have, you know, a handful of these NFL officials that'll kind of come and go, you know, through the early part of the season. So, yeah, it's a big class. We're going to see some new, fresh faces. And, you know, I think that's good for the veterans. And, you know, our officials are good. It's important for people to understand. They're very good at what they do. This is about getting them better. So no one's going to lose their job by the Americans coming up. You know, this is about development of the people we have to make them better.
Glenn Johnson joins us. Glenn, of course, outside of this new development program between the NFL and the CFL, the big change this season, of course, was the new eye in the sky in the booth that's going to be in constant contact with the referee in the game. As you're getting closer to that, how excited are you to unveil it? And is there dry runs that you guys are going through to ensure that on game day there'll be no glitches?
Yeah, exactly. I am very excited about it. We're spending a lot of time in the command center. We've put together some training film. We've been interviewing. We've hired a couple of people. The training's, you know, underway. We are doing the equivalent of dry runs, and it's going well. I mean, what's really ironic about this, Jason, is that, you know, if this goes well, we hope you don't even notice. So it's kind of interesting because this official they're never going to stop the game. They're never going to call a penalty. But once the game has already been stopped for something, so it's been stopped for a penalty or a timeout or an injury or it's the end of the quarter, and this video official recognizes something that needs to be fixed in the moment, they'll do it quickly via headset to the officials, which we put on the officials last year, and say, hey, guys, you know, here's them report a penalty, number 26. He's like, guys, that's number 28. And we announced number 28. So, you know, we end up getting, you know, fewer and fewer mistakes on things like that, or the application of a foul, or they're huddling to do something and they're huddling to try and get something right in the moment. This official quickly looks at it, goes, guys, that's clearly procedure on the left tackle, number 58. Apply it, move on. So all this stuff is kind of happening in the background. The benefit will be more calls are correct, you know, fewer flags, and the pace of the game will just continue on and be very quick and positive.
And so, like, let's say there was they blow it, they whistle down offside, for instance, and you guys look at it, no, that's not offside. It's just a quickly K change, not offside, and it's going to be pretty fluid. They just go pick it up, and the official announces on to the television audience and the people in the stadium, there was no infraction on the play, and move right on.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, if this works as well as we hope, you know, the people at home or the people in stadium should really not notice it very much at all.
Oh, it'll be that quick. Well, that's really, I think, the speed factor, Glenn, is going to be the big difference, right? And I know that you've talked about this before, as has Bud on the show the last few years, how what we see on TV isn't the only camera angle, right? And sometimes on TV, it's even a better camera angle than what the official's getting. So now, whether it's you or who's ever up in that booth, being the third eye in the sky, they will be seeing the best camera angles possible that they've never seen before.
Yeah, and we're getting them direct from the truck feed, so we're getting them, you know, faster than they go to air on broadcast, which is great. And we're implementing a new all 24 camera. So there's one camera that TSN has that shoots all 24 players, so all 24 players are on the screen the whole time.
Oh.
You know, yeah, so that's going to be able for us to have a good look and say, oh, it looked like there was backside illegal contact there. Or so we're putting that into the spotters booth for coaches this year. As well, we're taking that camera right back to the command center in Toronto for the video official as well as for the replay official. So, yeah, you know, we're investing in protecting the integrity of the game, and at the same time we're investing in trying to get, you know, our officials better.
Glenn Johnson joins us from the CFL. Of course, huge news that the CFL has announced a partnership for their officiating with the NFL. We actually see one NFL official in a few games in June and July. As Glenn's a senior VP of football. Now, Glenn, you mentioned backside interference. if on a play you notice on the replay that there was interference, but it had nothing to do with the ball being passed short side, will that be changed or no?
Well, so again, that the what we're doing is we're adding things to be challengeable.
Okay.
And that, yeah, so that's going to be a challengeable play. So the replay official will continue to deal with all the challengeable things, and then the video official will only deal with things that are not challengeable. So if a coach felt, so a coach is in the spotter's booth, he sees that, you know, what we don't know is if that was actually the quarterback's first read, and he had to read down, and the ball he threw, you know, when he threw it to his third read, right? Mm-hmm. So it may end up being backside, but, you know, it may have been frontside, and he had to read down. So, you know, we don't know why he didn't throw the ball there. We just know there was illegal contact. So the coach could challenge that under the normal challenges that they had, access to last year.
Glenn, looking forward to this and curious to see how the partnership goes. What's the long-term goal? What do you think is going to be the biggest benefit of this program and partnership between the CFL and the NFL officials?
Well, I think it's just going to help our current guys get better. I mean, we all strive for that. You know, again, they're very good at what they do, but, you know, we can always get another percent or two better. And I think people will see the benefit of the cross-training. I think, you know, we'll learn some things that we didn't know before, and they'll see officiating get better.
Glenn, we really appreciate your time. As always, enjoy it. The season is just around the corner.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Anytime.